我们要先跟弟兄姊妹读两段圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we'll first read two passages.
第一段是在加拉太书第六章。
The first one is in Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章，我们要读第六节到第十节。
Galatians chapter 6, we'll read verses 6 to 10.
加拉太书第六章第六节到第十节。
Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 to 10.
在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲受败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵受永生。我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows his flesh will of his flesh reap corruption.But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
我们再读第二段，在雅各书，新约的雅各书。
The next passage is in James.
第五章第七节第八节。
Chapter 5, verses 7 to 8.
雅各书第五章第七节到第八节。
James chapter 5, verse 7 to 8.
弟兄们，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看哪，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
我们先读这两段圣经。
We'll first finish reading these passages here.
今天我们要交通的题目，刚才Titus已经说了，就是种与收。
The topic that we are sharing, Titus already mentioned, it is sowing and reaping.
保罗在加拉太书第六章这段圣经里头告诉我们
，In Galatians chapter 6, Paul tells us，
他也劝勉我们
，He encourages us。
他说我们要受教的跟教导的要有交通
，That him who is taught the word should share in the one share with the one who teaches。
就是说你接受教导的要跟教导你的。我们彼此都有交通。
So, him who is taught should have fellowship with the person who teaches.
这交通就在一切的需用上。
And the sharing is in all good things.
在英文是说在一切美好的事情上。
And in English it says in all good things.
不是只是在物质上。
It's not just in material goods.
更是在鼓励跟这个祷告跟这个公服事的配搭上面。
It's in encouragement and in service
跟祷告
and prayer.
有这样的话，借着这样的服事，叫这个听的，接受教导的，跟教导的人都能够彼此有交通。
And so through these things, that him who is taught and the person who teaches can have fellowship.
而且彼此都得到力量。
And so that mutually they will receive strength.
然后保罗又接下去讲到种跟收。
And then Paul continues to speak on sowing and reaping.
又说到行善跟收成。
And talks about
doing good.
Doing good.
跟这个 harvest.
And harvest.
啊，我想这些话，从字面上看来都很简单的。
And so when we look at these words, they seem very simple on the surface.
但是这些话不是单单在表面上的。
But these are not just words on the surface.
有它更深更广的意义。
But there is a deep and a broad meaning to it.
这可以包括在我们的生活跟侍奉这各个方面。
That includes our life and our service and all these aspects.
在第七节，保罗说到，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
And so it says in verse 7, Paul says, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
这句话我们很容易理解的。
And so this sentence we can easily understand.
我们也觉得这样的话讲的是很对的。
And we can agree with this sentence.
即使没有信主的人，他们也会用这样的话。
And so that people who have not even believed in the Lord yet, they will use this phrase.
中国人他有句话说，种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
And there's a Chinese saying that if you plant melons, you get melons, and if you plant beans, you get beans.
但是这里所说的人种什么，收的也是什么，这是跟神有关系的。
But here in verse 7, when it says whatever a man sows, that he will also reap, is related to God.
因为这里说你不要自欺，因为神是轻慢不得的。
Because it says, "Do not be deceived; God is not mocked."
意思就是说，你不要用一分的力气，就要想得到十分的成果。
So you don't want to have just 1% of your strength, and you get 10% of what you put in.
他说这样的话，你是欺骗自己。
Because if you do so, you're deceiving yourselves.
你也是欺骗神。
And you're deceiving God.
所以他说，人种的是什么？收的也是什么。
So whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
在今年四月份，我跟我的这个内人回到上海去。
And so in October, I will be heading to Shanghai.
没有，在过去的四月份。
In the past October, I went to Shanghai.
我们两个人回去参加他们家里头的团圆 reunion。
I went there for a reunion.
他们一家，从他们这一辈，他父母都过世了，从他们现在这辈到下面这个最小的，大概有将近有这个六十几个七十个人。
And there were from the oldest generation to the youngest, there were about 60 to 70 people.
所以他们就是很想能够有一次能够把在世界各地的这个他们家人聚集在一块来数算神的恩典。
So they wanted all the family members to get together from different parts of the world to fellowship in the Lord.
所以这次在上海的话，他们有20个人参加这样的 reunion。
So this time in Shanghai, there are about 20 or so people attending this reunion.
这已经是不太容易的了。
So this was not very easy.
有的在澳洲，有的在美国。有的加拿大，有的在别的地方。
Some from Europe, some from the U.S., and some from other places.
那么有个两三天的一块的聚会。
And so there were 2 or 3 days of meetings together.
也借着这个机会来数算神在他们家中的恩典。
And through this opportunity, they were able to count God's blessings.
因为我的岳父他是一个敬畏神的一个基督徒。
Because my father-in-law is one who truly fears God.
所以他们在数算这一家神在他们家中恩典的时候，很自然就说到他们的父亲是怎么样的，给他们带领他们在走这条路的。
And so as they were counting their blessings, they will very naturally remember how their father had led them in this Christian path.
我姊妹的父亲在他们在我们他们这个孩子小，在这姊妹小的时候，就带领他们每天都有家庭礼拜。
And so my wife's father would every day they would have a time together to come before the Lord.
他们在早晨上学以前，就在家里面一块有短暂的时间一块的聚会。
And so in the early morning hours, before they go to school, they would have a meeting.
等到晚上要睡觉以前，他们有个短短的时间在一起的聚会。
And before they sleep at night, they would get together for a meeting.
天天如此。
Every day was the same thing.
所以我姊妹他们兄弟姊妹们从小就是生活在一个敬虔敬畏神的环境当中。
So my wife's brothers and sisters, they grew up in a household that feared God.
他的父亲就带领他们的孩子一块读点圣经，有祷告。
And so her father would lead them in prayer and in reading of the Bible.
虽然这个时间是很短，不会很长。
So even though this time is really short,
因为天天有早晨跟晚上,
because every day there was morning and evening.
所以这样的话就给他们把这个敬畏爱主的心就传给他的这个家人了。
And so through that, he was able to give his heart of reverence and fear of the Lord to his family.
那么在这个聚会中间呢，他要这个孩子们他们轮流祷告。
And so in their prayer meeting, the children would take turns praying.
但是小孩子很小，他说我们不会祷告。
But the very young children were so young, they felt that they could not pray.
所以他的父亲就给他们每个孩子写一个祷告词。
And so the father would write a prayer sentence for the children.
短短的几句。
Just very short phrases.
都是按照每个人的情形。
And it would be according to each person's situation.
让他们学习从小就要祷告。
So that they would learn how to pray when they're young.
他的父亲给我姊妹写的这一句话。
And so my wife's father wrote her a sentence.
不要多说话。
Says do not speak too much.
因为可能小的时候她比较喜欢说话。
Perhaps when she was really young, she would speak a lot.
所以就说在祷告说求主保守我不要多说话。
And so her prayer would be, Dear Lord, please help me not to speak too much.
真的，她就不太会说话了。
And so it's very true, she does not speak a lot.
坏话不会说嘛，好话也不会说了。
Neither bad words nor good words.
这样的话，避免她在这个中国这么长的时间，在政治运动中间少犯了很多的这个说话引起的错误。
And so this really helped my wife to not say any bad words during the times of revolution in China.
而且他的父亲也是早晨很早四点钟起来就为这个就为孩子祷告，为教会祷告。
And so the father would wake up very early in the morning at 4 or 5 to pray for children and the family.
有的孩子是在家里。
And some children were in the home.
有的孩子已经出去外面工作，到分散在各个地方了。
And some other children, they would be working elsewhere.
他们有十个孩子。
They had 10 children.
所以他要为着这些孩子祷告，也为教会，为着主的工作祷告。
So then they would pray for the children and also for the Lord's work.
这些都看被这些家里的人都这个他们都看见，也要效法他的这样的一个行动。
And so because of this, the younger children would be able to imitate his actions.
而且他的父亲也是说他不要积攒财宝在地上。
Also, the father told them to not have their treasure in earth.
他要全心的来倚靠主，相信主。
That they should wholeheartedly rely on the Lord and believe in him.
所以他是不是自己开公司，他在公司里头当个工作人员。
And so he did not just own the business, but he also, with his co-workers.
他就是要靠他的收入，薪水的收入来养活这一大家。
And so through his wages, he was able to support this great family.
他说我不要积攒财宝在地上。
And so he says, I will not place my treasures on this earth.
所以他在银行里头没有什么存款。
And so while he was in the bank, he did not have a lot of savings.
到后来这个共产党进来了。
And so when the Communist Party came in,
那么就凡是有地的、有房子的，都要受到政府的这个对付。
So those with houses or lands were treated severely by the government.
他在公司里头算一个比较高级的职员了。
And so he and his company was already a very high ranking company member.
但是他下面呢，有一些雇员的话，比他收入小，但是他们很会积攒钱财，所以都会在乡下买一些地啊，买一些房子。
But those people who were much lower ranking than him had acquired a lot of houses and lands.
等到共产党来了，这些地、这些房子都被这个共产党拿走了。
And so when the Communist Party came, they took away all the houses and lands.
所以他们这些同事就说，你怎么那么有远大的眼光啊？知道共产党的来，所以你没有去买房子，你没有去买地啊。
And so his co-workers would say to him, how could you see so far off and plan ahead and know that the Communist Party would be coming and taking away houses and lands?
他说并不是我有远大眼光，就是我是信主的， 我不要积攒财宝在地上。
He says it's not because I can see very far into the future, but it's because I believe in Christ and that I should not put emphasis on the treasures on this earth.
所以在这个这样的一个这几天的团圆的聚会当中，大家正看见这个父母的榜样是非常的重要的。
And so you can see that in that reunion, they recognize that the example of parents are very important.
因为他们的一语一言一行啊，都是好像这个种子一样的撒在这些人孩子的幼小的心灵里头。
Because every word and every action that they had, it was like little seeds placed in the hearts of their children.
我们不要以为孩子小，他什么都不懂啊。
We should not feel that children are so young that they do not understand anything.
他会看父母的做的事情，说的话。
They will look at the parents and what they say and what they do.
这些都是对他们有个很深的影响的。
And this has a great impression, leaves a great impression on them.
有个故事说到一对父母常常在家里吵来吵去。
And so if the parents are always fighting at home.
所以有一天晚上他父亲进到这个儿子的房间里头，听见孩子在说梦话。
And so one day, the parent went into his child's bedroom and heard him speak in his dream.
他就听见那个孩子说，我恨你，我恨你。
And he heard the child say, I hate you, I hate you.
这父亲就当时就很明白了。
So that father really understood.
因为这些话都是他们父母吵架时候说的话。
That was because these were the words that they had exchanged when he was fighting with his wife.
所以就影响到孩子做梦的时候都在说这些话。
So it actually affected the child in saying these words while he was dreaming.
所以我们青年弟兄姊妹，我们要注意。
So my young brothers and sisters, you must pay attention.
等到将来你们自己做了父母了。
That when you become parents yourselves.
将来你们有了孩子了。
That when you have children.
你们所说的话、做的事情，都会给孩子带来一个很重要的影响。
That the words and the actions that you portray will really affect your children.
因为你种的是什么，你将来收的也是什么。
Because what you sow, you will also reap in the future.
那如果一个孩子是生活在这个容忍的当中，
But if this child is living in a warm environment,
那么他就会学会忍耐了。
And they will be able to learn patience.
如果一个孩子生活在一个被鼓励的情况当中，
And if this child is living in an environment of encouragement,
他就有一个自信，有 confidence。
He will have this confidence.
如果一个孩子生活在公平的当中，
And so if this child lives in an environment of fairness,
他就会行出公义。
Then he will be able to be righteous.
如果一个孩子他生活的环境觉得很安全，
Or if this child grows up in an environment of safety,
他就会对事对人有个信心。
Then he will treat people and matters with trust.
如果一个孩子能够生活在一个被人接纳的环境当中，
And so if he grows up in an environment where he is received,
那么他也会有爱心。
Then he will also have love.
所以我们看见这个周围的人，我们的父母给我们的影响都是很重要的。
So we can see that the people around us and our parents really affect us.
有的时候我们觉得我们的朋友少。
Sometimes we feel that we may have a few friends.
是啊，要保持一个朋友的友谊啊，是不太容易的。
To preserve your friendships is not an easy thing.
特别是你要从小到老，这么几十年当中，你还要保持过去青年的时候的朋友，就更加也不容易。
Especially when you want to preserve your friendships from your youth until your old age, it's very difficult.
我就看到我的姊妹在这方面做的是比我好很多。
I can see that my wife is a lot better in this area.
她有小学的朋友。
She has elementary school friends.
有中学的朋友。
High school friends.
还有大学的朋友。
And also university friends.
我也想我什么都没有。
And I feel I don't have anything.
我也没有小学的，也没有中学的。
I don't have.
大学的朋友也不知道跑哪去了。
Elementary, high school, and university friends, I don't know where they went.
他们有这些跟这些朋友呢，还能够保持联络。
But she is able to have correspondence with her friends.
过段时间还能够有电话或者有一个什么 email 这样的来往。
And then They even had phone calls and emails.
为什么呢?
Why?
我观察一下。
So I observed.
因为他凡是人家给他来的信，他一定要回信的。
Because whenever she was, she received letters from others, she would always respond.
而且他会常想到，哎，这个人怎么样，那个人怎么样，会打电话去问一问。
And so she would think about how is this person doing and that person, and she would phone them and inquire.
她花下去又花下去这个时间。
So she would spend time.
所以她就有所得着。
So as a result, she would have this result.
那像我这样的话，我就不去花这个时间。
And so in this area, I do not spend a lot of time.
所以这是一个很不好的习惯。
So it's a very bad habit of mine.
就是有的朋友慢慢也这个丢了。
So some friends I've already lost.
所以这个是你能种的是什么，你收的也是什么。
The verse says, whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
你不要怪人，也不关心你，那你有没有关心别人呢？
Do not blame others for not caring about you. Have you cared for others?
就是我们自己做的怎么样。
So this is how we actually act.
所以在属灵的生活上也是这样的。
And in the spiritual life, it's the same.
他说你顺着情欲撒种的，就要从情欲受败坏。
For he who sows his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
你要顺着圣灵的撒种的，就从圣灵受永生。
But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
当我们能够顺着圣灵的感动，我们的圣灵的引导，我们来遵行神的旨意。
And if we are living according to the Spirit's leading and prompting, and if we obey God's will,
结果就是得到生命。
The result will be everlasting life.
所以主说的话就是一个属灵的律。
So this is a spiritual law.
这个也是对我们的一个警告。
And it's also a warning to us.
所以我们如果想在生命上多有长进，
And so if we want to have more growth in our life,
我们多要想明白神的旨意。
And that we want to understand more of God's will.
你必须多下功夫。
Then you must spend a lot of time.
你必须多有祷告，多有读经。
And that you must have more prayer and more reading of the Bible.
多亲近神。
And draw more closely to the Lord.
你才能够希望这样的话，生命渐渐的能够成长。
In order to hope that your life will gradually grow.
你不能希望我也不读经也不祷告，然后我的生命就自然成长了，在属灵的事情上没有这回事情。
But if you think that if I don't pray and if I don't read the Bible and I can still grow, in the spiritual realm there are no such things.
所以这句话我们常常需要记在心里头。
So that this sentence we need to remember.
不要随着自己的愿望去做一些不符合神的旨意的事情。
And we should not be just doing things according to our own desires, which are not according to God's will.
我们在旧约里头，圣经里有看到大卫就是这么一个例子。
And so we see in the Old Testament times that David was such an example.
我们知道他是合乎神心意的人。
And we can see that he is someone who was a man after God's own heart.
但是我们也看到一个很悲惨的例子。
But we can see it was a very tragic example.
因为他顺着情欲去做一些事情。
Because he was caught by his emotions.
不但他自己受到亏损。
And so not only did he hurt himself.
而且他的儿女，他的国家都受到损失。
But he hurt his children and also his nation.
这里警告我们说，不要自欺。
So therefore, it says to us, do not be deceived.
神是轻慢不得的。
God is not mocked.
我们以为神好像人看不见我们，那神也看不见我们。
A lot of times we think that when people don't see us, that God doesn't see us as well.
其实我们每一件事情在神面前都是赤裸敞开的。
But everything about us is exposed fully to God.
在第九节又说，我们行善不可丧志。
And it says here, let us not grow weary while doing good.
若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart.
什么是收成呢？
So what is reaping or harvesting?
一般我们想我们收成，就是我们下了多少力气以后，我们就要得回多少成果回来。
And so harvesting is however much energy we put into something, that is the return we should be getting.
如果我是一个学生，
So if I'm a student,
我好好的读书努力,
and if I study well,
那我的功课的成绩一定会好的。
So my marks should also reflect that.
如果我是在做事情的,
and if I were handling matters,
那么我在工作中间我很勤恳努力的话,
and if I worked really hard at my job,
老板一定会把我提升的。
Then my superior will promote me.
我们一般认为我要下多少功夫，我就能得到多少回来。
So most of the time we think that however much energy or strength we put into something, this should be the same return we get.
但是这个圣经说的收成不是为了我们自己。
But this reaping in the Bible is not for ourselves.
那是为了神有所得着。
But it is for God.
刚才我们读的雅各书第五章第七节到第八节。
So earlier when we read in James chapter 5 verses 7 to
8, 这一段圣经告诉我们，我们要忍耐。
These verses tell us that we need to be patient.
说我的弟兄们，弟兄们，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
It says, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord.
为什么我们要忍耐呢？
So why must we be patient?
他说你要看。
So it says that you need to see.
他说农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
How the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth.
这里说到农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
Here it tells us that the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth.
雅各用的是在地上一般的例子，说有农夫他种下来东西，然后要等东西出来。
And so James uses examples that are typical of the time there that the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth.
但是这个圣经里头神的话更深的意思就是说这位农夫呢是指的神。
But here in the spiritual meaning, this farmer points to God.
就是神呢他是在忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
That God is waiting patiently for the precious fruit of the earth.
自从人犯了罪以后
Ever since man committed sin,
地也受了咒诅,
the land has been cursed.
所以地也长出这个荆棘和蒺藜,
and so the land has produced thorns and thistles.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
神的儿子来到地上成功的救赎,
that God had come into, God's son had come to this world to accomplish redemption.
他把我们恢复到他的旨意里头,
and he has place us once again into his will.
而且他也要恢复这块地。
And not only that, but he is reviving the land.
因为这个地里头有宝贵的果子。
Because in this land there is this precious fruit.
那这样的话，这些果子是为了要献给神的。
In this way, this fruit is to offer to the Lord.
所以神在心中，他要得着这块地。
And so in God's heart, he wants to obtain this land.
让这块地能够出来一些宝贵的果子能够归给神。
So that it could produce this precious fruit of the earth and give back to him.
神指望在这块地有好的收成。
So God is hoping for a good harvest.
就是让这些收成得着的话给神心满意足。
So that this harvest could satisfy God's heart.
所以神就这个时候神对这个地的态度。
So this is God's view about the land.
他不放弃。
He does not give up on it.
他一直做工。
He continually works on it.
所以主耶稣说，我父做工，直到如今，我也做工。
So that's why the Lord Jesus says, my Father has been working until now, and so do I do the same.
他不放弃我们，也不放弃这块地。
He does not give up on us, nor the earth.
而且神有极大的忍耐。
But God is so long suffering.
神工作到现在，在人堕落以后，已经有几千年了。
And so ever since the fall of man, it has been many thousands of years.
但是他没有放弃，一直在做，要等候这个地里头有宝贵的果子能够献给他。
But God has not yet given up, and he continually waits for this precious fruit to come out from the earth.
所以这个为什么会出来宝贵的果子呢？
So how could precious fruit of the earth come out?
是跟每个信主的人他们行善有关系的。
And so this has to do with each Christian and their good works.
行善就是 doing good.
So being shine is doing good.
那就是说我们要认识神。
So we need to know God.
因为我们基督徒的行善不是像一些其他的异教徒捐点钱或者是做点慈善的事业就可以了。
Because doing good is not just like other people who just give to charities and do charitable works.
因为这 doing good, 这个 good 呢是指的神这方面的事情。
Because doing good has to do with God.
所以我们要认识神。
So we need to know God.
我们要与神同工。
We need to co-work with God.
我们要见证神。
And we need to testify.
这些都是行善。
So these are the things related to doing good.
所以你要有神要有宝贵的果子就跟我们行善有关系的。
And so to have precious fruit from the earth is related to our good works.
所以雅各说，他说不但神在忍耐等候。
So James is telling us that not only is God patiently waiting for the fruit of the earth.
雅各在这两节圣经里头提到你们要忍耐。
James also mentions that you also be patient.
你们也当忍耐。
You also be patient.
啊，所以说我们也要忍耐。
So we need to be patient.
就是神有忍耐。
So God is patient.
他也要他的儿女们也要忍耐。
He also wants his children to be patient.
为什么能够忍耐呢？
So how can we be patient?
忍耐就是因为有盼望。
One is patient because he or she has hope.
为什么这个农夫把种子撒在地里以后？
So why is it that when the farmer scatters the seed into the earth?
他能够忍耐等几个月。
That he can patiently wait for several months.
因为他知道他种子下下去一定是会有收成的。
The reason is because he believes that the seeds that he scattered will produce harvest.
所以我们同样的我们能忍耐呢因为看到是有盼望。
And so in the same way, if we are patient, it's because we have this hope.
因为看到神的旨意要成全。
And we can see that God's will is to be accomplished.
所以我们人才愿意放下自己。
Therefore, we are able to let go of ourselves.
我们才愿意准备能够与神同工。
And we can prepare to co-work with God.
能够让神得到这块地的收成。
To allow him to receive the harvest from the land.
所以主耶稣也教导我们怎么样祷告。
So the Lord Jesus teaches us how we ought to pray.
他说愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
将来的天国不是在天上。
The future kingdom is not just in heaven.
这天国就是神的国度是在地上。
And this kingdom is God's kingdom established on earth.
全地都要充满神的荣耀。
That the whole earth would be filled with God's glory.
那个时候是一个荣耀的日子。
So that would be a glorious day.
但是今天需要忍耐等候。
But today we need to be patient and wait.
所以我们刚才说的受教导的跟教导的都要有交通都是为了这个目的。
So him who is taught and him who teaches should have this fellowship and it's all for this purpose.
行善才能有收成。
Doing, in order to reap, you need to do good.
啊，这个在英文里头这 harvest, 这个原文的字根呢有这个热的意思。
And so this harvest has to do with heat.
Heat, to heat.
To heat.
就是这个 harvest 这个原文的字根呢是 to heat.
So the original root word for harvest is to heat.
就是意思就是你要想得到收成呢，你必须忍受这个炎热热。
So in order to get the harvest, you must be able to sustain heat.
而且你要出汗。
And you must sweat.
因为很多的收成都在夏天的。
Because often the harvest takes place in the summer.
你们有没有到这个农村里头去收这个麦子啊，收粮食的？
Have you ever been to a village and you see them collecting their grain and wheat?
我有时候就参加，他们就收麦子，都是在夏天最热最热的时候。
And so I see that they harvest their wheat when it is the hottest time of summer.
农民不能说因为天气热了，我就在房子里头躲一躲。
So the villagers cannot say, "Oh, it's too hot. I must stay in my house for a while."
虽然他们收割的时候出汗很热，但他心里头却是很快乐的。
So when they're harvesting, it's so hot, but yet in their hearts, they're full of joy.
因为看到他们所种下的东西，现在终于有了收成了。
Because what they see that they have planted, now finally they can harvest it.
所以这个你要行善。 才能够有收成。
So you need to do good in order to reap.
因为当这个种子种下去以后，
Because obviously when the seed is planted,
要经过一个寒冷的冬天，
It must go through a very bitter winter.
一个黑暗的冬天，
A very dark winter.
有时候好像这个整个的环境好像都已经死掉了。
And so all the environment, it seems as if they've been dying.
但是你要把这个种子把生命种下去。
But you need to place the seed of life and plant it.
这很可能在一个时候你看不出结果的。
Very possibly for a season you will not see any fruit.
但神的话告诉我们，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
But God's word tells us, do not lose heart, for in due time you will reap if you do not lose heart.
农夫知道这些规律，
so the farmer knows this law.
所以他种下去以后他就忍耐等候。
So when he plants the seed, he will patiently wait.
他知道要到了时候才有收成。
He recognizes that when the time comes that they can harvest.
所以我们也是这样的。
In the same way, we are like that.
当我们在生活在侍奉神，
So in our lives as we serve God,
可能有时候你花了很多的力气，很多的功夫，一时看不到效果。
And perhaps you've spent much energy and strength, and in one time you do not see any results.
但是神告诉我们，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
But God tells us in His Word that if you do not lose heart, you will reap in due season.
到了时候就到了神的时候。
In due season is according to God's time.
中国，西方的传教士到中国来传福音。是 玛丽顺可以说是最最前面的。
And so we know that in a Western missionary going to China, her name
Morrison 他是在1807年到中国来，200年以前到中国来传福音的。
200 years ago in 1807, Morrison went to China.
那个时候很少这个宣教士。
At that time, there were very few missionaries.
这个是他是第一个。
And he was the first one.
他把这个福音从西方带到中国。
He brought the gospel from the West into China.
以致我们今天中国人才可以听到福音，能够相信主耶稣。
So that the people of China can hear the gospel and believe in Jesus.
所以到后年，就2007年。
So in 2007.
我们大概有好多中国人的教会，他们会来纪念玛丽顺来中国200年。
And so in that time, many of the Chinese churches in China will be remembering how Morrison had first come to China.
但是我们要看到他这个传记的话。
So, but when we see the changes.
Biography.
Of his biography.
我们看到他来到中国啊。他也不会说中文，生活习惯都跟中国人也不一样。
And so we can see that his lifestyle is so different from the Chinese people.
人都不敢接近他。
And so people were afraid to approach him.
所以他的工作是很艰难，很艰难的。
And so his job was very difficult.
好像是七八年以后才有第一个相信主的。
And so it was about 7 or 8 years before there was the first believer.
不是一个短时间。
It was not a short time.
可能他花了不少力气。
And perhaps he spent much effort.
也有很多的祷告。
And that there was much prayer.
但是七八年都看不见一个人信主。
But in 7 to 8 years, he did not see one believer.
但以后陆续的有人信主了。
But gradually, more and more became unbelievers.
你看今天中国人的基督徒在世界上是千千万万。
And so today you can see that Chinese Christians, there are tens of thousands of them.
若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
If you do not lose heart, in due seasons you will reap.
对我们在服事也是一样的。
So in our service, it is the same thing.
不一定你传福音的话，马上就有人信主了。
It's not that if you spread the gospel that right away someone will believe in the Lord.
不一定你在教主日学，马上就看见主日学生就有大的改变了。
So it's not if you teach Sunday school that you'll see a great change in your Sunday school kids.
我听见他们在这个西安特会里头说。
I heard.Them say in the West Coast Christian Conference.
他说，这个教这个 junior high 这一班的话是最难的。
That to teach the junior high class is the most difficult.
但愿我们这里都没有 junior high， 有吧？啊，可能有一个两个啊。
There are probably one or two junior high people here.
他说你讲什么，他们好像都没有反应的。
And so it's as if you, whatever you say to them, they have no reaction.
他也不说好，也不说坏。
They will not say good or bad.
好像你看不见你所说的对他们有什么帮助一样。
As if there's no help in what you say to them.
但是我想可能也有例外的。
But I think it's not like that.
他可能有一个两个，他们有是有反应的。
There's exceptions that one or two will have some response.
他说教这个 junior high 这一班是最辛苦的。
And they say that to teach junior high is the most difficult.
因为我们人总是想看到一些结果呗。
Because we as people want to see some results.
如果教了以后，这学生有能够生活上、行为上有改变了，那这个老师一定是觉得心里头很得安慰的。
Because if there are changes that are positive in the students' lives, then this teacher will feel rewarded.
不知道我们。这个地方叫 junior high 的怎么样，我就不太知道了。
So I don't know for those who teach junior high, how is it like for you?
这个实在是不太容易的。
It is not an easy thing.
你准备了，你用时间去备课，你花了时间去讲，结果好像看不到什么效果。
You spend time preparing your lessons and you spend time teaching them, and yet you do not see much result.
但是神的话告诉我们，如果我们一直在信心里头。
But God's word tells us if we continue in our faith,
我们相信神，倚靠神，
and if we believe in God and rely on Him,
我们靠着神的恩典，
and if we rely on His grace,
我们靠着神的能力来服侍，
and on His strength to serve,
神的要告诉我们一定是有果效的。
Then God tells us that for sure there will be results.
我在看这个目的，一个穆迪弟兄的见证，我很受感动的。
And I'm deeply moved by the testimony of Brother Moody.
穆迪讲到他有一个跟一些弟兄姊妹在一起服侍。
Moody was talking about how he was serving with these other brothers and sisters.
他有这个在主日学里头。
And at Sunday school.
他说有一个主日学的老师啊，是教一般都是女孩子的。
So there's a Sunday school teacher who taught.
这女孩子，她说这班女孩子很不听话。
They teach a class of girls and they were very disobedient.
本来女孩子应该最最听话的。
And so girls are supposed to be most obedient.
但是她教这有个老师教一班女孩子很不听话。
But then this teacher taught this class and they were really rebellious.
有一次这个老师病了，叫穆迪去带他们的课。
And so one time this.Teacher was sick and asked Moody to substitute.
他说 Moody 他说我教完这课以后啊，我就想第二次我再不去教他们了。
And so Moody said, well, after I teach this one time, I'll never teach them again.
后来这个主日学的老师他因为生了病，有很重的病，他想回到家里去了。
But later, the original teacher was suffering from illness, and so she needed to go back home.
所以这个老师有一天就找 Moody 说，说到他情形，他要离开。这个地方回到他自己的家乡。
And so this teacher had to tell Moody about the situation that she would be departing to return to her home.
那么这位弟兄说呢，他说他觉得很难过，因为他所教的这一班到现在还没有一个相信耶稣基督的。
And so it was very sad because there was not even one person that had come to know the Lord in that class.
他说我离开以前，我再要去看看他们。
He says that.Before I leave, I must see this class once.
那穆迪说，那好啊，那我陪你一块去吧。
And so Moody says, sure, I'll go with you.
那么就穆迪陪着这个弟兄一块去探望这些的女孩子的家。
And so Moody accompanied the Sunday school teacher to go to the girls' homes.
他们一个一个去看他们。
And so they went to see each of the girls.
神用这个主日学的老师。
And so God had really used the Sunday school teacher.
当他跟这个女孩子说耶稣，很诚恳的把耶稣介绍给他们，这些孩子一个一个都接受了耶稣了。
And so this teacher was so fervent in telling them about Jesus that each of them accepted the Lord into their hearts.
好像很久这个主日学老师都看不到结果。
And so for a long time, this teacher did not see any results.
就是他在离开前这个十来天的话，他的学生一个一个都接受了耶稣了。
But in the few days before his departure, he witnessed that each child came to receive the Lord.
所以最后这个老师 坐火车离开，要回到家的以前。
And so finally, when this teacher, was boarding the train to go back home,
这些学生都到车上来送他。
So all the students came to see him off.
大家都流泪的为他祷告。
And so they tearfully prayed for him.
这个老师站在车上，举了手望了，指着天。
And so this teacher raised his hand and pointed to the heavens.
就说我们将来在天上再来相会。
And said, "We will meet again in heaven."
这个 Moody 看到这个情形，他真的受到很大的感动。
So when Moody saw this, he was really moved by it.
因为他那个时候还没有全时间出来侍奉神。
Because he still had not come to serve the Lord full time.
自从这个以后，他就决心说，我要是要得着这样的喜乐的话，我必须放下我自己的一切来跟从耶稣。
He says, in order to produce such fruit, I want to let go of all that I hold dear and follow the Lord Jesus.
这个事情影响到穆迪的一生。
And this incident influenced the rest of Moody's life.
他就把自己完全重新的献给神，愿意来做这样救人灵魂的工作。
And so he wanted to offer himself wholly to the Lord so that he would do the work of winning souls for Christ.
所以神的话真是千真万确的。
So God's word is so true.
若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
That if you do not lose heart, in due season you will reap.
让神能够得着他应该得着的。
That God may obtain what he wants to, what he ought to obtain.
但是神的话也告诉我们，行善是也不容易的。
And of course, the Bible tells us that doing good is not easy.
因为有拦阻。
Because there are obstacles.
有什么拦阻呢？
So what obstacles are there?
在加拉太书第六章提到两种。
In Galatians chapter 6, it tells us two types.
他说我们不可丧志。
And it says here that we
weary, as a lost heart.
We may grow weary.
还有一个呢，就是灰心 ，faint, faint.
The second is that we will be faint.
他说一个就是你会觉得很累。
When you grow weary.
累不是说你体力的累。
So this weariness is not just your physical weariness.
不是说你 tired 啊。
It's not just you're tired.
因为我们人都会在体力上会有时候会觉得累的疲会觉得累的。
Because we will as people will be tired.
我们看到约翰福音第四章，耶稣经过撒玛利亚的时候，他也觉得累了，所以在井旁坐下来休息了。
And so we see in John chapter 4 that the Lord Jesus, when he was passing through the land of Samaria, that he was tired and he had to sit near the well.
所以这个 weary 不是说他 tired 了，乃是说他 lost heart, 就把心丢掉了。
But this weariness is not just being tired, but that you've lost heart.
本来觉得是很有心的做这个事情了。
And so at first you really have this fervor to do something.
但是慢慢时间长了，碰到一些难处，觉得这个没有什么价值再去做下去。
But as time passes, that you feel that, oh, this matter has lost its value.
这就 weary.
So you've grown weary.
就是好像把我们磨了，慢慢磨磨，叫我们本来的心呢，好像就比较低沉了。
And so it's as if this grinding, and gradually our hearts are so distant.
所以觉得做什么事情都没有精神。
And so whatever we do, we just don't have the energy.
就好像上班的人啊，到礼拜一就不太想上班了。
And so that's how people who work feel on Monday mornings.
有没有叫做这个 Blue Monday 的？
Have you ever heard of Blue Mondays?
一到星期天很开心，到礼拜要上班，又要上班了。
And when it comes to a weekend, you're really happy, but when it comes to Monday, you're like, oh.
我们做神的工作，服侍神，有时候也会觉得太过累了，最好休息休息。
So when it comes to God's work,Do we feel really tired and we say, oh, let's rest?
那么我们还有这个灰心，就是 faint.
And so we will also lose heart and become faint.
Faint 意思就是放松了。
Faint is to let loose.
不要太过快，不要太紧张。
It's to don't do things so fast and don't be so
worried. 慢慢来吧。
Just do it slowly.
但是这两种呢，就是我们要行善的时候的拦阻。
But these are the two obstacles to us doing good.
这两种都叫我们不能够忍耐的等候。
And so these two obstacles will not allow us to patiently wait.
因为你看不到结果。
Because you do not see the results.
看不到结果， 就容易weary，就容易灰心。
And when you do not see the results, it's easy for you to become weary and faint.
所以我们要胜过这两种的情形。
So we need to overcome these two obstacles.
就让我们的眼睛不要单单看到这个环境。
So that may our eyes not only see the environment.
也不要单单看见这个有没有果效。
Or whether there are results.
我们要看到这是神的需要。
We need to see what God's needs are.
要看到将来一定有收成的。
To see that in the future there will be this harvest.
只要你是靠着主做的。
This is only by relying on God.
这是你为了主做的。
This is what you do for the Lord.
我们要相信神。
So we need to
trust God. 他自己会做工的。
That he will do his work.
他一定要得到他应该得着的。
And that he will obtain what he ought to obtain.
所以我们也要常常来到神的面前来亲近他。
So often we need to come before God to draw near to him.
依靠他。
And to rely on him.
与他有交通。
And fellowship with him.
等候他
and wait on him.
让等候主的必重新得力
that those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength.
所以我们正是要借着主的话我们学习在生活跟侍奉当中都来依靠神
so it, through God's word may in our lives and our service that we would rely on God.
我们每一天我们所说的话我们做的事情都是在播种
So that every day, the words that we speak and the things that we do are like scattering seed.
那我们要注意我们播的是什么。
And we need to pay attention to the seed that we scattered.
我们也要认识将来必定有收成。
And we also need to recognize that in the future, we will reap.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May God bless his words.
我们低头一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们。
Lord, we thank you because you love us.
你知道我们的软弱，知道我们的需要。
You know our weakness and our needs.
所以你常借着你的话来鼓励我们。
So often through your word, you encourage us.
叫我们能够知道种什么，也是收什么。
That we know what to sow and what to reap.
你也叫我们要行善，不可丧志。
And Lord, may you help us to not grow weary while doing good.
让我们在一切的事情上能够。学习你的忍耐。
Then all things we may learn your patience.
让我们更多的依靠你。
May we even more rely on you.
也相信你能做成你要所做的工。
And to trust that you will be able to do the work you intended.
我们也在地上一同等候你的再来。
And as we wait for your coming on this earth.
因为你来的日子近了。
We know that your day is coming soon.
到那天你要有收成。
And at that day, you will receive your harvest.
而且全地要充满你的荣耀。
And that the whole earth will be filled with your glory.
我们等候那个日子。
We wait for that day.
愿主你给我们弟兄姊妹都一个心来依靠你。
Lord, may you give each brother and sister a heart that relies on you.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣的名。
This we pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.